The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Paul from Carlow got in touch earlier to talk about people filming at gigs. And I promised I'd read the rest of his text because it was a long one. He said, Kieran, videoing at a concert means you're not watching the live event. Instead, you're being distracted by your mobile phone. How many people, 100,000, would watch all that recorded video of X-Men's and ours, which would be uploaded to the cloud and then held in data centres for the next 10 or 20 years? The power required to power these data centres becoming more and more so, more and more farmland used for solar panels and solar power stations, reducing the ability to grow foods and feeds. It's just pure stupidity and daftness to reduce food security so we can video and store clips of a concert, which probably will never be watched, as opposed to living in the moment and allow your brain to have those memories and feelings. The world and society is all wrong currently. That from Paul in Carlow. I just thought it was slightly annoying that people were filming the gig, but Paul suggests that global hunger may be about to increase from the level of filming that was going on at the Oasis concert at the weekend. Henry McKean has been asking people, do they ever film at gigs?
Tell me, do you ever film at gigs?
Yeah, I did. I was at Oasis last night as well. And yeah, I think it's important. I obviously was taken in, but I was like, I want to remember different moments that I really enjoyed from the gig. And there's some good, obviously the visuals at the show were amazing, so I was trying to capture some of that. But yeah, I think it's cool. But I won't have it out too much. I was conscious about having my phone away, so just taking it in. But yeah, I did. Yeah, I think it's cool.
I was at Oasis.
Did you film any of the gig on your phone?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
I think it's just a good way to remember the gig. Like, all of the merchandise is so expensive. And, like, you want to be able to relive the moment for years to come, because it's, like, it's once-in-a-lifetime thing.
So that's why you didn't just want to just take it all in and capture it in your brain?
Like, you could do a bit of both. Like, film every second song, whatever. Like, obviously, you have to live in the moment as well. But you want to be able to remember the event.
You heard a bit of Oasis from your balcony.
Oh, yeah.
Did you film any of it? And can you understand why people do film at gigs?
Oh, yeah, I can absolutely understand it. I mean, they want to sort of, you know, keep something for later to remember it by, or they want to send it to somebody that's not there. In my case, like, from the balcony, I couldn't quite see it, but you could hear it, you know, echoing around. I could see there was a lot of people outside of the Croke Park as well, just looking at people who couldn't get tickets and such. Yeah.
Dave Hannity is with me, journalist and host of the No Encore podcast. Dave, one gentleman there said every second song.
Yeah,
what's wrong with people?
That is exactly what I was going to start with, because that is harrowing.
Yes.
What on earth?
Half of the concert, he's holding his phone up filming it.
That's militaristic precision. I mean, fair play to you, but like, at least I hope he had a nice phone, because over the years, like, obviously, you know, the advancements in technology, it sounds a bit better now than it used to. But if people go back and actually watch what they've captured, especially if they've had a few drinks, it's going to be an absolute mess. It's going to sound terrible. It's going to look terrible.
Yeah, I have to say, because I was talking about this earlier, and I don't know about you, my feed at the weekend was just completely saturated with Oasis. Basically, crowd shots from slightly different angles. That's all it was. And then the odd video. And you're right. I mean, there's never any quality to the video. It's the nature of the kind of smartphone lens. It's just these lenses that are designed to take photos of people close up, and things far away are tiny and far away.
Stadium concert as well. What kind of acoustics do you think that your phone has? You know, this is ridiculous. It's not like, we're talking field recordings here. Yeah, my feed was the same. And even on the way in, I saw a bunch of people in Oasis t-shirts. I looked at Instagram there as well. And people are still posting video footage of it constantly. I mean, in fairness, I kind of felt like I got a bit of a glimpse of the gig and didn't have to spend 400, 500 quid for it. So yeah, thanks very much, guys. But yeah, it's not, I do understand the reflexive need to take out your phone. I like to get a good photo. You know, that is, unfortunately, like, I'm just as guilty as anybody, and I'm not
here
to...
Do you do it at concerts?
Yeah, for a photo, yes, but not like a constant every single song.
Have you ever filmed at a concert?
No, never, because for the reasons I just outlined, I just feel like the quality will be rubbish. I don't think I'll get out and back from really looking at it. And also, to be fair, most concerts you go to, especially big ones, number one, they're either being filmed professionally by the band themselves for their own socials, or maybe a release down the line, or someone is there who actually is a professional and they're filming some of the concerts. So you go on YouTube, you'll find some good fan footage. Like, I wouldn't trust myself to do that. And again, this thing of, you know, oh, I want to remember the moment. Mate, you're in the moment. Stay in the moment. Don't jump out of the moment for your phone. It's,
yeah,
it doesn't...
I know there's this suggestion from some that you outright ban of phones at gigs. Now, I don't actually have a problem, right, with people taking photos, but photos of themselves with their friends, like a photo, you know what I mean, with the concert behind you, and it's a nice kind of a photo then you could print off and put into a frame and put it up on the wall, and there's your memory and you're in it and your pals are in it, but this tiny dot somewhere in the distance and you're not sure which Gallagher brother it is. And actually it turns out all the time that for the last 15 years you've had a picture of someone in security working at the Oasis gig and you thought they were the lead singer. I'm sure that has happened.
Actually, yeah, you bring up a good point there. Think about how many photographs you're in a day when a tourist, you're walking over a bridge. What about the poor security guards? They're in so many photo albums that they don't know, and they didn't give their consent for those things. Yeah, the thing about the ban, I mean, people are talking about, you know, should we ban them XYZ? Like, certain gigs, yes, I would say. Other gigs, no. And for example, Oasis, actually, I think is the perfect gig to take out your phone. I wouldn't have too much of an issue because it's a massive stadium show. There's so much going on. There's so much space around you. It shouldn't really interfere with the buzz. It shouldn't be louder than the band or in the way of the band. And I kind of think that, you know, this gig this weekend, from based on what I'm seeing, it's so funny because, like, the Oasis gig in Dublin, the gigs in Dublin, I should say, this is the equivalent of the Taylor Swift Eras Tour for people who unironically throw around the phrase real music. You know, like everyone is engaging in the exact same behavior as Taylor Swift fans did. And we're talking about young girls here, and like, more power to them. But the fact is, you're talking about a massive stadium show. That's it. Like, you can go ahead and take your phone. No one's going to really be bothered by it. But if you're in Whelan's or the Button Factory for an acoustics set or something,
yeah,
calm it down a bit. You know?
But even if you're at the big stadium event, I often think, again, you know, if you don't want to be puritanical about it, you know, let people take a photo or a video. But it's not so much the taking of the photo or the video, it's how people take it. And, you know, the person in front of you doing it, and they hold the phone up above their head because they're too short or whatever, they want a better angle, they don't want just loads of heads in it. And actually what they're doing is they're just holding up their phone in front of your face. You're just looking at a crap screen version of what's happening behind it.
Or you're looking at someone on FaceTime, looking at someone
people
like,
are the problem is what I'm saying.
No, you're right.
Like, they ban people from gigs.
Exactly.
I'm getting myself worked up.
You put enough people in a room, you're going to have a problem, no matter what it is. This is the thing. The phone itself is the manifestation, the physical extension of the fact that we have no etiquette. And if we had etiquette to begin with, it's gone. And in other situations, I'm on the Lewis, there's a woman having a loudspeaker phone call and she turned it up the whole way while she was shouting at her, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's the phone isn't, you're right, the phone isn't the problem. The phone is a conduit to the real problem, us humans. We've always been the problem, we'll always be the problem, and it's not going away, it's only getting worse.
On that joyful note, Dave Hannity is the journalist and host of the No Encore podcast. Dave, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.